This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How do you really feel about Parker Meadows?
Uh-huh.
Hey, everybody has their fetish, just like John revealed last segment.
Oh, no. What was my fetish?
Tag teaming.
Oh, God. Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I didn't catch that one either.
I thought it was something about older women.
Heather's shaking her head.
Anyway.
I didn't catch it, but I didn't need to hear it either,
yeah,
you know?
Me either.
You know?
Yeah.
Just.
Huh.
And that's how we begin the 9 o'clock hour. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. 97.1. Someone clarifies, if there is any dancing to be done with triple digits, it should be a tango to avoid any issues with previous disco-related related fiascos.
The tango triple?
Triple digit tango?
Triple.
Or triple?
Triple tango?
We'll workshop it. We're not there yet anyway.
We're not going to workshop
it's still early June, people. But the Tigers keep winning and we're having a lot of fun with them. Let's turn our attention, though, to the pressing issue on everybody's mind. Did you just mouth three-way under your breath? We're going to move on. We're going to talk about Frank Ragg now. The cameras are on. People can see you, John. Let's talk about Frank Ragg now. No,
you're driving in your car.
We need to have a serious conversation about the Detroit Lions. So let's rein it in here. You're the O-line guy. We'll start there. How big a deal is losing Frank Ragg now and the ramifications for this season where everybody's talking Super Bowl?
Well, it's huge because as we wake up this morning, this is not as good of a football team that we thought we had when we woke up yesterday morning. I was shocked when you sent me the text that Ragnow is retiring. I didn't see this as a possibility. Come to find out, it sounds like in his statement that this is a conversation that he's been open with the Detroit Lions about for some time, and he needed more time after the season to figure out if he was going to be able to go this year, and the decision was ultimately that he wasn't going to be able to go, so he's retiring. It's huge for this offensive line, for this offense, and for this team. Frank is not just one of the best centers in the NFL, but he is a culture guy. He is a guy in the locker room that is an unquestioned leader in that locker room. Now, he may not say a lot, but every time he goes out there, if Frank can go out there with a torn pec, if Frank can go out there with a broken neck,
fractured throat,
then all these other guys with these little bumps and bruises are kind of like, well, you know, if Frank can do it, I can do it.
He's got the inoperable toe.
He's setting the standard. And so you lose that, all of that, when you don't have Frank Ragnow anymore. On the flip side, you do have players that can go in there and play. Not at the same level. And that's the concerning part. Not with the same experience, which is a huge concern. Christian Mahogany has one start under his belt. Mm-hmm. He is, in essence, still a rookie. And so he's going to be playing his first season, first full season out there, because he wasn't even healthy at the beginning of last camp. He was on the PUP list.
And this would be his first like ramp up to an NFL season.
Yeah. Obviously, Tate Ratledge, freshly minted NFL player.
Never played center.
Never played center, and they are working him out at center. We know Graham Glasgow can play either guard spot or center. How it all shakes out, I have no idea. You're not going to be playing a game this Sunday. You have plenty of time to work on that combination. What's going to be the best five that you can put out there, and where are they going to be? I can tell you right now, Decker's going to be at left tackle. Sewell's going to be at right tackle. That is a huge assurance for this offensive line because you know those guys can hold their own. Obviously, Sewell more than Decker, but they can hold their own. They're going to have to. And now you've got to figure out, is it going to be Graham at center with two rookies on either side of him, flanking him, or are you going to have Tate Ratledge at center? You're not going to have the experience. You're not going to have the same caliber of player to start the season as you did with Frank Ragnow. Doesn't mean that you can't still have a good offensive line. It's not going to be a top 10 ranked offensive line going into the season. Certainly not a top five. It's going to take time to develop. That's where it is going to be on Dan Campbell and John Morton to make sure that they put them in position for success. And it is success in the run game. It's success in the pass game. You're not going to see a lot of five-man protections. You might not even see a lot of six-man protections. You might have a tight end stay in. You might have an extra offensive lineman. All of those different things are going to be a part of the equation early in the season, but it's going to be on John Morton to make sure that he addresses, we've got an inexperienced two guys on the interior of that offensive line. How do we gain them confidence, gain them experience, but not make the team suffer?
Shocked is maybe the wrong word because we knew that this was a possibility that it had been whispered about, but this time, June, I didn't expect it. So I was surprised yesterday when I saw the news. And of course, you kind of get the muddied waters with the reports. He was unhappy with his contract. So I'm like, is this a ploy? But then you read his Instagram and you and I talked. It's not Frank's MO. This is not about money.
No.
His body has let him down. He's a warrior. He's battled through so much. He doesn't think he can go and play another season, so he retires. And for that, I can't fault the guy at all.
No.
The timing, though, means, sure, the Lions will get some cash back, but they can't bring Zeitler back because he's already left. So there's two guys in the interior that they have to replace. And this now becomes the biggest concern I have for the upcoming season. It's not who's opposite Aiden Hutchinson. It's not who are the new coordinators. John, my thought was, if you got a great front, if you go up on the whiteboard and you win up front, that's a great start for any offensive coordinator. Now I don't know how often you're winning up front. They don't have a top 10 offensive line, in your estimation, and I agree. I don't think you win a Super Bowl without having a top 10 offensive line and Jared Goff as your quarterback.
They don't have a top 10 offensive line at the start of June.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. They had a top five offensive line 24 hours ago.
Right.
So this is a huge deal for a team that is predicated on winning up front at the line of scrimmage. They're led by their offense. They're led by their run game. They're led by their grit and their tenacity. Their anchor was Frank Ragnow. He wasn't their best player. You could make a case. But he was a critical piece for this football team, and there's no sugarcoating it. There will be people that try to say, well, Ratledge could... He's not Frank. Well, but the Eagles without Kelsey... Cam Jurgens was a three-year Philadelphia Eagle who was in the system and had started 11 games prior to taking over a year ago. This is a big deal. This is the biggest concern I have. And I had him at 13 wins. I'm chopping it down to 12 right now. I think this is going to add another stumbling spot early in the season. And the big question is ultimately, can they pick it up late season push with a favorable schedule? Can they get the O-line right for the postseason? Because if it's not a top 10 unit in the playoffs, it's going to be another exit. Because think about the teams that have won Super Bowls recently. They get pressure up the middle. The Eagles last year, a lot of pressure up the middle with Milton Williams and Jalen Carter and the bodies up front. How big a deal was Aaron Donald in the Super Bowl that the Rams won? The very last play of the game. Chris Jones in the Chiefs Super Bowls. Interior pressure for a quarterback who does not have mobility. That's a death sentence. This is a huge deal for this football team. 248-539-9797. You guys have reactions to the news, and we want to know how it impacts their quest for a Super Bowl, win totals, expectations for the season.
I'm reserving the right to adjust my win total until I get a chance to see Tate Ratledge at practice. Mm-hmm. See how he moves. See how he plays center. See how he's handling the position. And we don't even know if that's the position he's going to play. It might be Graham Glasgow if Tate is not ready to take on that responsibility yet. Because the biggest difference that it will be for him going from guard to center is that he's going to be starting every play with one arm between his legs. It's a huge disadvantage. It's something that obviously the best guys, they figure out. They know what to do. But it's a learned skill. It's a learned trait. And so I need to see what that looks like before I start adjusting win-loss totals.
Yeah, I mean, I was...
Do I expect this team to still win the division? Yes.
Yes, I do. But the goal all along has been postseason.
Right.
And I really don't know. It's a big question with Glasgow. Maybe he's the center because cerebrally he could take on that responsibility. But he was a below-average player last year, graded out, right? Physically not that guy. And now you have two rookies in the middle with him. They both have to pan out. You know what I'm saying? Like they have to get a lot that goes right for them to have the offense they had a year ago, to have those playoff performances and win a Super Bowl.
This will not be the same offensive line. Could they still be a good offensive line? Yes. The question I have is they may be able to put out a good starting five, but what happens if in the course of a 17-game season now, Graham Glasgow gets dinged up? Then you put Tate Ratledge there. And is it a Wasika that goes in at guard, or is, I mean, Miles Frazier, another draft pick that rookie, they have, are you putting another rookie there? Question I have is about depth. There are some ways for them to address the depth, but we'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, we got time all hour. Your thoughts, 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch all your sporting events. We've got the Stanley Cup Finals, NFL Stanley Cup Final, and NBA playoffs. Still going on, that great place, Stadium Swim, located Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest moments at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Mike Tirico, voice of Sunday Night Football. He was at the golf course yesterday with the midday show, Doug Karsh and Mike Stone.
Yeah, the reason they don't walk away earlier is because that their identity is, I'm a football player.
Yeah.
And it's what they love to do. And once you walk away from the game, there are parts of that that, like, I've never faced addiction in terms of chemical or any other type of dependency, but I'm 100% addicted to being a football player. I still wake up days now where I think, you know, I could still play. I still want to play. And
what was that first fall like without it?
It's miserable. It's absolutely miserable. And there's a lot of different ways you get there. This is one that Frank is making his decision. And almost everybody else makes it, you know, the decision is made for them. That the phone doesn't ring anymore or you're just cut. And it is absolutely miserable. I still go through it whenever that official reporting date is. It's the worst day of the year because I don't get to be a part of the party anymore. I don't get to play football anymore. I don't get to have that part of violence in my life anymore. And I know it sounds weird saying that, but it is part of the allure of the game of football. And whether you played as a high school player, a college player, as a pro player, I mean, there are just aspects of the game of football. That's why it's so popular, that are so addicting. And one of them was the physical contact, the physical dominance that you were able to have at times.
I know this was a tough decision for Frank, and we know he played through so many gruesome injuries that other really tough football players wouldn't and don't. He's on another level as a warrior. A little annoying that he retires after Zeitler is already signed, because it would have been nice to keep Zeitler, use that space, and keep some continuity up front. How much did Holmes know? I don't think he had a definitive, but I think they knew this was a possibility. They took two interior offensive linemen in the draft. John, everybody's wondering, can the Motown mullet start at center? Like, can Ratliff come in and make an impact immediately at that position, knowing there's a lot that goes into playing center at the NFL, and he didn't play center in college. What's your take on his ability to step in and play center?
So we've seen other guys do it. Graham Barton, he started at Duke as a freshman at the center position. So he has that as part of his resume, as part of his experience, but then he played 3 years at tackle. He was drafted by Tampa Bay last year and made the transition from tackle to guard or to center, and was very good for them. Really good. That's why I wanted him in the draft last year.
And they could have had him, by the way.
Yeah, they could have. And so it's not an easy transition, but it's one that can be made. There's going to be a learning curve. And is he going to be as good as Frank? He may never be as good as Frank.
That's a high bar, yeah.
It is a very high bar. So to think that he could come in as a rookie and perform at the level of Frank Ragnow is insanity. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, think about it, guys. Frank was dealing with all this stuff, but he's still playing, and he played at a Pro Bowl high-end all-pro level.
There are things, and I've talked about coordinator, play call, different ways that you can help. And logic says that you split up the rookies. And I'm going to call Mahogany a rookie because, in essence, as a player, he's still going to be a rookie. And you put Graham at center. That way you've got two sideboards in two really good tackles and a guy with experience snapping the ball to your quarterback in the middle. And you split up that inexperience. Because on both sides of them, they've got that ability to make up for some small mistakes that they're going to make inevitably as rookies. I had that luxury as a rookie.
Yeah.
Second round pick. I started all 16 games, But there were times, because I had Trey Johnson next to me, one, it let me be more aggressive. It made me play with confidence because I knew I had him in my hip pocket to clean up anything that I messed up. And, you know, I had good tight ends at the time. So that seems to be the most logical five and where they would be.
You can help both guards with good tackles and a veteran center.
Yes. Now, if they ultimately go with Tate Ratledge at center, not saying that's a bad decision because you've got one of the best offensive line coaches in the NFL in Hank Fraley. He can get them ready to play, but there's going to be some bumps along the way.
It feels a lot more like they need to survive this regular season, especially early in the regular season. Knowing you're going to have some continuity issues up front that may lead to some erratic play from Jared Goff, new coordinator.
Well, this is a team that has the DNA of we can survive things.
Sure.
They survived all those injuries on defense. You got guys playing up front that we'd never heard of,
yep.
weren't on the roster, weren't even on the radar going into the season, yet you're counting on them to be productive as defensive linemen because that's where all the injuries happened last year. Now, you got to have five guys that can play as one up front on that offensive line with this offense. Got a lot of weapons. You got a quarterback that needs to be protected.
Well, we did our schedule game. I think you and I both had them winning like six of the last seven or maybe seven mm-hmm. of the last seven. I think you were a little more optimistic. The end of the schedule sets up well for this team to go on a run. They have to weather the storm early. Lee McNeil won't be there early as well. Weather the storm and with an exclamation mark, be playing some of your best football, kind of channeling what the Eagles did a year ago. My concern, though, is then when the level goes up a notch, because you've talked about this. There's college, there's preseason, there's regular season. But NFL postseason yeah. is a completely different level. Can these guys both acclimate to the NFL regular season level, catch their breath, and then go to another level for this team to win a Super Bowl?
They can, but it's going to be much more difficult. And I'm yeah. not going to say it was easier with Frank, but yes, it would have been easier
oh, yeah.
with Frank. It's going to be much more difficult. They could still win games. They should still win the division, but it's going to be much more challenging going into the season than we originally thought.
Yeah, and I don't think you have to sugarcoat it. I'm not saying you are, but I think there are Lions fans kind of living in this, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. It's okay to say this is a huge issue. There's no sugarcoating it. You're losing an all-time great for your yeah. franchise at a critical position for this football team. Some of the texts we're getting, and we got open lines, 248-539-9797. Texter says, did we think Ragnow was going to play a full season?
Yes.
Win total doesn't change. Half our team was hurt last year and we won 15. Yes, we expected Frank to play basically the full season because that's what he had done.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how banged up he was, you could pencil him in for 15, 16, almost 17.
2021, the original toe injury, was the last time that he missed any length of time yeah. in the regular season.
The Eagles lost their all-pro center. Both coordinators won the Super Bowl. Just saying, Joe and Farmington. They hired Vic Fangio on defense, a little different than Kelvin Shepard. And they had Cam Jurgens ready to slide into center, who had played 11 games the season prior and had been with the team
for 3 years.
Yeah, that was his third season. A little different than
right.
rookie Tate Ratledge. And by the way, we're replacing guard and center. I don't think that's been mentioned enough today. They're replacing guard and center from this football team from a year ago.
And so everybody wants to know, okay, well, what's the move? If they don't make any moves, it's going to be two inexperienced guards and a third, whether he plays guard or center, in Graham Glasgow. There are a couple of guys. Now, anybody that's left out there still in free agency is left there for a reason. Maybe they're waiting until something like this happens and they get an opportunity to go in and actually start for a team. Some guys wait until training camp because they don't want to go through the offseason program. They don't want to be committed to a team. They want to see if an injury happens and maybe they can step in and play. But all the best players, all the best offensive linemen are on teams. There are two guys that are out there and they all have warts. If you're left,
yep.
you have some warts. Brandon Scherff is a guy that we talked about in free agency
earlier as
a possible replacement for Zeitler. Could be a one-year deal for a Brandon Scherff. Will Hernandez.
He's come up on the ticket text a little bit today.
He is an offensive lineman, played in Arizona last, and I think it was week five of last year, tore his ACL. So he's coming off an ACL reconstruction. What does that mean? I don't know where he is physically in his recovery. I don't know what type of injuries or anything that Brandon Scherff has been dealing with.
Or maybe your career, you're going to have something. Yeah.
So those are two guys out there that are options. And I'm sure as soon as Brad Holmes got this news officially that Frank is retiring, he's looking at all those options.
They get a little more cap space.
Mm-hmm. Because I had that number earlier and I got it right here. It was with Frank on the roster as you're starting All-Pro center, $14 million cap hit. And with him not on the roster, the dead cap hit is $8.4 million. So
the difference is what you save, about $6 million.
Not a lot, not nothing.
No, but $6 million would definitely be probably more than you'd have to play Scherff or Hernandez to come in. And maybe those guys are brought in as veteran depth.
Yeah. I mean, does it get used somewhere else? Zadarius?
Yes, you could spend that money wherever you want.
My focus is on the D, or not the defensive line. It's on, oh no. My focus
really?
Is on.
Wow.
Trying to correct myself.
Where are those pineapples?
Mid-thought. My focus is on the offensive line, but the defense is still a position they can upgrade. And we've talked about Zadarius and it being maybe a money issue. Does this bridge the gap and now Zadarius is back in a Lions uniform? I don't know. But Brad Holmes, hey, offseason's not over. There's still some vets out there. Still some moves to make.
Mm-hmm.
And Texter says they think that this news made their draft strategy more understandable, taking the multiple interior offensive linemen. Does Brad Holmes feel like they're prepared for this?
Only Brad Holmes can answer that question.
His moves or lack of moves coming up will kind of let us know where he's at.
It does somewhat highlight the prior draft and the luxury pick of developing an offensive lineman in Giovanni Manu.
Yeah.
You got to speed things up there, young fella. You better be ready to be able to contribute.
And I think the fear too is like, okay, let's say the rookies settle in, but they're not Super Bowl good. Another year without the Super Bowl. Is Alex Anzalone here long term? The turnover for the roster, specifically O-line, Graham and Decker, are how many more productive years do they have? Like, the sands of time are not kind in football, and I think Frank Ragnow is an extreme example, retiring at 29, but it is an example of how quickly this thing goes.
You're going to get curveballs every year. Last year, it was the injuries. Early on this year, it's the retirement of Frank Ragnow. Good coaching staffs, good general managers find ways to overcome those deficiencies and those curveballs.
Got Heather's news coming up next. More of your thoughts on Frank Ragnow. It's 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel's giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the Major League Baseball season, because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you see a moonshot, you can take your winnings to an entirely new level. So whether it's a big blast or somebody goes opposite field, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. And we saw a bunch of them yesterday from Kerry Carpenter, so maybe that's your ticket. Just visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost and make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or over and present Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back in the heart of the order and back to doing damage. Dan Dickerson on the call. 16 hits, 13 runs. Tigers wallop the White Sox. It's going to be fun the next couple days playing against the AAA team.
Yes. Might as well rack them up while you can.
Good to get Carey back in the heart of the order. Get to Heather's news in a couple minutes here. Frank Ragnow's been the story of the day. More of your thoughts, 248-539-9797. What do you think Frank comes back at the beginning of the year if he's feeling good, John? Maybe even during the season, just doesn't want to go through training camp and all that stuff.
I think the conversation with Dan Campbell would have been different, and this statement wouldn't have been made. I think Frank is a guy that we could take at his word, and
yeah,
this is the word that he's not playing anymore.
That was your text to me because I hadn't read the Instagram post yet. I just got the Schefter notification. And I thought, is this a negotiating ploy? We heard he was unhappy with his contract, and your first thought was, that's not Frank.
No,
he's not going to play that kind of game.
No, this is not a game you play. Especially when you've built up the reputation like Frank has. And I guarantee you, this is a conversation that he had with his family, with his teammates, with his agent. And this isn't a statement that your agent would let you make if it was just a contract negotiation.
Texas says, I swear, Mike, Cookies, Rico, etc., you guys like to cause drama. Do the math. How many teams in the NFL have as much young superstar talent as the Lions? Maybe one or two? Add in a superb culture and coaching. Lions will be fine. Every team loses players. I just contend it's where they lost the player. It's the Jenga tower, and if the wrong block gets pulled, it collapses. It's the domino effect of, okay, I don't have my coordinator, but at least I'm going to win up front, right? Well, now I don't know because I'm replacing a veteran center and a guard. Well, if I don't win up front, I don't run the ball as effectively. If I don't run the ball as effectively, Jared Goff's a sitting duck on more obvious passing downs. If Jared Goff gets hit, he gets rattled, he turns into a pumpkin, there's a lot of turnovers. We watched this happen in the playoffs a year ago.
And if we're using the Jenga analogy, if you lose a player, sometimes you just take out one little piece of wood.
Yeah.
You lose a player like Frank, and you're probably taking out two or three on one turn. It was like losing Hutch last year. Did it ultimately cost them a chance at winning a Super Bowl or playing for a Super Bowl?
Yes and no.
Yeah. Is this one going to ultimately cost you a chance? We won't know that answer until we see how Ratledge transitions. Even if he was playing his standard position of guard, how is he going to transition from college to the pros?
And I would say, you can say it's doom and gloom. I just am not going to sugarcoat it. This is a big deal, and we can play pretend that it's not going to be a big deal. It is a big deal. I also didn't say cancel the season, because if you play Jenga and you place that block properly, right, you pull one out and then you have to place it somewhere else, you can solidify and re-solidify your team. But it's a gamble, because the tower is going to tip if you don't pull it off. They're going to have Hank Fraley take these guys into a graduate level course overnight. Playoff football is a graduate level course. You're going to face the Chris Jones and the Jalen Carters, the elite interior D linemen, and you don't have guys that you trust right now in the middle.
How are these guys going to handle the wear and tear of their first full NFL season?
Also a great point.
That's something. And should they be better in week 17 than they were in week one? Yes. At some point during your rookie season, you are no longer a rookie. You do graduate to that graduate level course. And that's why they play the postseason in the postseason.
Yep.
So you get a chance to learn on the way there. What does it cost them on the way? That's going to be the big question.
248-539-9797. Texter's wrong. You guys aren't rage baiting. Losing Frank is really bad. It's a fair topic to have basically a whole show on. Texter says, anyone who listened to reports last year heard Glasgow was hurt most of the time. It happens. Hope he enjoys retirement. I think they mean Ragnow.
Oh, Frank, yeah.
Yeah. And we knew he had been battling. Texter says, it claims they know Frank on a personal level. His body not being able to go another year. He's got family. He wants to enjoy his life. Centers take a beating. He wanted nothing more than to bring a ring to Detroit. His body just can't go. He'll take some time to be with his family.
Yeah. He'll take the rest of his life to be with his family.
29 years old, retired.
Mm-hmm. And there is a chance moving forward that I know Tirico had talked about, you know, he's why do more guys not retire early, especially offensive linemen? And I talked about the reasons why not. These guys are making so much money now that the decision to step away from the game at a younger age becomes a little bit easier.
Like, think about it. If you play your rookie deal and then you get your second contract and you get, like Frank did, like 3 or so years into that, you've got a nice little nest egg if your body won't cooperate, to at least you can walk away with
a nice start on the rest of your life.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to end the show with this. Apparently is not a good day in Detroit sports history. June 2nd, we've got the history on that. First, Heather with the news.
Okay, so last week, the Capitals had to release a statement, right? After they released an email and told all the season ticket holders that Alex Ovechkin was retiring.
Yep.
Well, they had to release a statement saying that was wrong. We were wrong. That was inaccurate.
We jumped the gun.
But did they? Because about 24 hours after they released that statement, an interview that his wife did was unveiled. She did this interview with this Russian outlet, and she seemed
this
to indicate
Russian disinformation.
What did she say?
She indicated that he will play next season and then head home to the motherland for good. They'll go back to Russia. That's where they plan to,
retire.
To settle. Yeah. Yep. So she made that statement. She also said that last year was hard on him.
Well, yeah.
Last season was tough.
I mean, he's dealt with some injuries. I mean, he is a 40-year-old hockey player who has played physically. It's not like he's shied away from contact. He's got the record. He can do his farewell tour. It's entirely believable that next year is his last year.
And his contract is up too, right?
I think so.
The pieces seem to fall into place.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy conclusion. But I think the point is everybody wants him to say it.
Yes, everyone else seems to be saying it for him. We'll see what happens. Some sad news. Founder and host of Sports Science, John Brenkus, died on Saturday. Sad news. He won 6 Emmys for his show, and he was pretty open about his battle with depression over the years. So really sad to hear that. His show, Sports Science, first debuted on Fox Sports back in 2007, then moved to ESPN a few years later. It sounds like he had recently tried to bring his show back to his own platform.
It's sad news.
Tragic.
I believe it was 2023. He revealed a previously attempted suicide.
He did.
So he had been pretty open about his demons in the battle, and it's so sad.
Yes. A 20-year-old woman from Livonia was killed in a rollover crash on I-75 in Oakland County. And you guys, I saw this aftermath as well. I talked about a crash yesterday. Yeah. I saw on my way home last night, I was hosting the Michigan Athlete of the Year Awards, which was awesome. A really great event at the... Yes, at the Detroit Athletic Club. They threw a great shindig. Well, I was on my way home and I saw...
The lights and everything.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Lots of lights on 75. They say the crash happened right around 9 p.m. I was much later than that, but it was still ongoing in Bloomfield near Squirrel Road. Police said the car ran off the freeway, rolled over, and the driver was ejected. They're investigating to see whether drugs or alcohol played a factor. There was a passenger in the vehicle as well, taken to the hospital for treatment, is expected to be okay.
Mm. What's it with you around all these crashes?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't see the actual crash, thank goodness, but yeah. I'm seeing the aftermath of everything.
Yeah, I think we're going to let you leave first, and then we'll just...
Yeah, that sounds good. Residents in several states, including here in Michigan, are being told to limit their times outdoors this week thanks to a raging wildfire in Canada that's sending smoke across the U.S.
Are we going to get the air quality stuff
Remember
again?
When that happened in 2023? That time there was like 800 wildfires burning. This time they say the smoke is due to blazes in Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and authorities are saying it's a combination of rising temperatures, winds, and low humidity spreading these wildfires over thousands of acres. So just be prepared for that kind of hazy
sky. So we are going to get some of that.
Yeah. Okay. And then, you know, we could see, unfortunately, the side effects are these incredible sunsets, right? Or sunrises. Yeah. So we'll see that, but not for a good reason. Right. But be prepared for that. Some residents in Florida had an unexpected visitor over the weekend. A 7-foot alligator chilling in their pool. It's all caught on video. Somehow this guy got into their pool despite the fact that the whole pool is surrounded. It's fenced in, you know. He got in somehow, climbed over the fence, under the fence. A professional trapper was called in. Video is kind of cool. Had to get
that
gator out of the pool.
Yeah.
He tried to like evade capture and do this. What do they call it? Like a death roll?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah. But they got him.
Okay. Got him.
Ultimately, they got this gator out of the pool.
It's Heather with the news. All right. Coming up next. Yesterday, Frank Ragnow announced his retirement. And we look back, and there's apparently a bunch of bad things that have happened in Detroit sports on June 2nd. 97.1.
Hey, at First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, that's exactly what they've done for me and my family over the years and why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.